Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
You want to hear about the grossest thing that you've ever experienced, the grossest thing you've ever seen, whether it's you, a kid, something that happened at work? We'll keep it fairly PG, but
yeah.
I love doing these because you just can't turn it off, you know?
And there's so many different things that you can talk about, like the, you know, library of things that gross us out is massive.
Somebody texted in, they didn't put a name on it, but I'll just read you the line. Had to pop a cyst on my husband's back and it shot across the room.
Oh, see? One sentence. Grossed out.
Terry, Matt, and Megan, hold on for just a second because I want to kick things off with a couple stories from Katie Cat.
Okay, yeah.
What you got?
Well, here's the thing is this was years ago this happened is I had a friend come and stay a couple days with me over at my house when I lived in Grand Junction. And she was staying in this specific room. And I just remember when she came over, I was like, yeah, I've got a fresh set of sheets on you. I freshened them up. You should be great set the whole time you're here. And then after the 3 days passed, she was leaving and she said to me, she's like, yeah, I freshened up the sheets too, just so you know, you're good to go, da, da, da. And I just kind of looked at her because I was like, where did you wash the sheets? You know what I mean? Like, those are the washers in the bathroom. So I was just super confused as what she meant as far as washing the sheets. And I finally asked her, I was like, what did you mean when you said you freshened the sheets? And she literally told me that she grabbed the sheets and she did the little shaky thing, you know, where it's like the sheets go in the air and it's like they fall back down on the bed. And she thought that that was what people meant when they said freshening up the sheets. So she said, even on the commercial, like that's what you see when you see people folding and getting laundry off of like a line. You see the sheets go flying in the air.
Yeah, that's after they've been washed.
I know. That's what I said.
So when was the last time she actually washed?
That's the funny thing. So we had this whole conversation about how I was like, well, what do you like freshening the sheets mean you wash and dry and then put the sheets back on? And she was like, oh, I don't do that, though. Like she said, I get in the shower. She said that she showers and everything before she gets into bed. So she never washed her sheets. She said that she would go months without washing her sheets and then she'd get a new pair of sheets. And she's like, and then I'd throw them in the washer and I'd use them when I'd get the new pair. But she said she'd go like months without washing her
That's
sheets.
That's disgusting. And there's just an outline stain of her body on the
and
sheets.
The funny thing is she was kind of, I don't want to say smelly in a bad way, but she wore a lot of like lotion and like moisturizing products.
She had a general funk.
She had a smell to her, you know? And so I'm like, your bed must just like smell like that patchouli kind of thing all the time. And it just like, it has stuck with me that she told me she never washed her sheets. And I was just like, that is disgusting.
Literally the
grossest
thing ever.
And I knew this woman my whole life, like since childhood we've been friends. And so I'm like, your mom told you that's how you freshen sheets? Like it just blew my entire mind.
Weird laziness anyway.
I could not believe it. But no, she truly believed that freshening sheets was just shaking them.
It's like the parachute in middle in the elementary school.
And they're clean again. I freshened your sheets. And it just like, again, every time I wash my sheets, I think about that story.
Super gross.
And so we were talking about that. And yeah, gross.
Gross. That's the theme right now. Gross.
So gross.
The grossest thing you've ever experienced. Phone lines are wide open. I got Terry, Matt, Megan, and Dee on the line right now. A ton of people texting in. We want to talk to you guys. So if you're texting, call us. It's the same number. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We want to hear about the grossest thing you've ever experienced. Here's Terry on the line. Hi, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So gross us out a little bit for October 1st here.
It's traumatizing. Oh. For me, it's traumatizing. And it's only because, so there's a considerable age difference between me and my sibling. So he's considerably older. And he got drunk. And he's like, hey, y'all, I'm going to fry some chicken. I'm like, okay.
Hold on. How did he sound?
I know. That's my drunk brother voice. Like, hey, y'all.
Okay.
Let's fry some chicken.
He's going to fry some chicken, and he's drunk. Where's this going?
I'm going to fry some chicken, and he's like, he's ready, y'all. Come eat. And so we go and eat. And you take the first bite. He had fried it just enough to, like, we flash fried it.
Oh, so the insides.
Raw.
Oh,
through
no.
And through.
God, it's a raw chicken. Like, everybody can see it, feel it, taste it. Blah.
Well, and I'm sad for you. Has that ruined fried chicken for you now?
It's been 40 years. I cannot eat anything on the bone.
Oh,
I'm serious.
That is no way to live, Terry.
No. I go to Texas Roadhouse and get the 6-ounce sirloin.
Make sure there's not a bone in there. Not a bone inside.
That's a gross and sad story.
That is very sad. We're sad for you, Terry.
Yeah.
But yeah, we feel you. Raw chicken is nasty.
That's disgusting.
Super gross. At least there wasn't like maggots and stuff in there.
No.
I will tell you, Terry. We've got multiple calls coming in from people who work in the ER, and they're talking about people coming in with wounds with maggots in them already.
Yeah.
Ugh.
How do you let it get that far?
Bless their hearts, man, for dealing with those people. Terry, thank you so much. We're talking the grossest things you've ever experienced or seen. Here's Matt. Hi, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Well, that's awesome that you mentioned maggots, because I'm going to piggyback off of that.
Okay. Do it.
So my story was, I was like 14 or 15 at the time, working for a major grocery store, that of the royal descent, you know, not ruled by the queen, but, you know, of monarchy.
Oh,
all
yes.
Right, man, we don't need to say.
The other
go
one.
Ahead, keep going.
So the trash compactor got plungered. It's a huge, like, chute. It runs from the roof of the building down to the floor so it can compact the trash, so it's easier to dense it and then throw it out. Well, they left it plungered. So when you lift the hood to, like, safely throw things in it, it was plungered down. Yeah. So you were throwing things on, like, the ceiling of the plunger.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yep.
So when the deli crew cleaned out all their window, you know, like, all their meat, all their eggs, like everything, they threw it in that, thinking it was in the trash compactor.
It was on top.
So when they reset it and it sat up on the roof in the summer for, like, 4 days, they were like, what's that smell? And so when they finally shut it and then open the door, they realize, oh my gosh, there's all that stuff in there.
Yes,
me,
it was meat.
Being like 14, 15, the smallest guy at the time, my boss was like, guess what you're doing today? So I had to crawl in it and take out all the trash by hand.
No!
Yes. And like one of the bags ripped, it caught like, you know, like an unfinished bolt or nail.
Yeah.
Just wet meaty juices, maggots all over me, like my hair, everything.
Yes.
And then the kicker of it was, my jerk of a boss at the time, he didn't even give me the day off. He made me work the rest of the day.
No,
in the
you had maggots in your hair.
Yes, it was like in my hair, in my clothes, like maggots still in me, like in my pockets.
I feel like you're going to cuss. Be careful. Don't cuss. Don't we? All right.
The only thing he caught me that day was like a sandwich. He was just like, I'll like write off a sandwich for you.
And that's not what you want at that time, is a sandwich full of deli meat.
Last thing you want. Oh, God.
Matt, you win so far, my friend.
That's it, right
you
there.
You win.
Oh, man. Yep, that's my story.
Love it. This is why we're doing it. Happy October, Matt. Thank you for calling
and
sharing.
Sorry.
All right, see you guys.
Bye, Matt.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Anything with maggots.
Anything nasty food related, because I love food so much.
Smell.
Oh, yeah. And I worked in a deli. I know what that smells like, and it is not good.
Megan. Megan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. We're all still recovering from that last story, Megan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It makes me, you know, wonder a lot of things.
You know what? It makes me want a roast beef sandwich, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's delicious. Can't wait.
All right, Megan, we're talking the grossest things you've ever experienced. What's your story?
Yeah. So, you know, we all love coming home to a clean house, right? It's like awesome. You're excited, especially when you have a house cleaner that does it for you. And we all love that experience. And I was cleaning this lovely lady's house, as I did. And one proud moment of a house cleaner is using that bathroom after you clean it before they get to. And so I did that. Well, this was number two, and unfortunately, it didn't go down. And I got stuck with this problem. And so I call my boss, and I tell her, hey.
This was you that
I
went?
I need a plunger. Oh, yeah, it was me for sure.
Did you have chili the night before?
What? Oh, man.
All right, it's all right.
It's
okay.
Moment of
it's
all house cleaners.
So anyway, you clogged the toilet. Then what happened?
So proud.
I plunge it like a normal person,
okay.
Right?
Yep.
And I'm going, and all of a sudden I hear this rushing water in the kitchen, and I run out there, and I'm like, what is going on? I'm looking, and I can't get it to stop. Whatever. I got to fix this problem first. So I go back to the other problem. But then this rushing water comes from behind me, and I turn around. It's coming out of the shower heads. It's coming out of the sink, and it's filling up fast. And this thing, it filled up to my ankles over the bathtub.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all poo water?
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
What did I know? Dark I need to know what you ate the
I
night before.
Know. What
oh,
was
man.
That?
Probably McDonald's and Wendy's.
She hit all the fast food places and had a bowl of chili and some kale.
So right. many
drive-thrus. Well, Megan, so what did you do?
So I call a plumber because I'm panicking and I need help. And I tell him who I am and what I need. And he comes rushing over.
Yeah.
And he comes into this house and he's like, oh, my Lord, I know what's going on. And I'm like, what? He's like, there's roots in the inside the plumbing. But what we have to do is pull out what's in there. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Hold
he's like,
up.
I'm going to lift. Oh, yeah.
Hold up.
He had to grab your turd?
He it was.
Oh.
Oh,
okay. All right. He did.
All right.
Oh, no.
He had to
I go
grab
put on
your
a glove. I put on a glove. And he looks at me and goes, that's never going to be enough. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I'm going to pull this off and you're going to reach as far down as you can.
You had to go into
and
the toilet.
Your whole arm?
I was shoulder deep and not just mine, but other people's.
You're making this up.
Oh no. And I pull it out and I just sit there gagging and he's like, thank you.
Why didn't the plumber do this? This
That's
is his job.
Was. Yeah. No, I was just panicking. So I did it.
Who does that, Megan?
So you had to grab your turn. It wasn't even him.
Stop saying turn.
More than just mine.
I'm trying to and keep up here.
Oh, yeah.
You were grabbing everybody's turds.
Everyone.
So many turds.
Turd grabber.
She comes home.
Hold up. Did you just say the worst part is? What's the worst part?
She comes home and goes, what the heck is going on in here? And I had to explain myself.
Yeah, oh, because you were just there to clean the house.
Well, I thought Maggot guy had the best story, but now you have the best story.
Yeah,
I want
no,
you to
cleaned it twice.
I want you to go shower right now.
I know.
I want to shower.
We all need
I
to shower.
Feel that it was awful. So appreciate those house cleaners.
You know what? We appreciate you and your story again on October 1st, start and grow season. So thank you, Megan.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Gross.
I need a second.
I know that one was bad. Oh, okay.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Hi.
That was so gross.
I know. You can't turn it off, though, can you? You got to keep hearing what happened. What happened? I got to know what happened. All right. So, what's your gross story?
My supervisor came to talk to me, and she had her kid at work that day, and her kid had a cold, and she put her mouth over her kid's nose because it was running.
Okay.
And she sucked the snot out of
no,
her nose.
Whatever. Oh, Dee.
She did
what?
Not.
No,
no she
it was
did.
True. And I had to keep face because I was like, what the hell just happened?
Did she like spit it out into a napkin then or something?
Tell me she swallowed it.
She swallowed it.
Yes,
she
swallowed it. Yes.
That actually
yes!
almost just made me gag.
Yes.
So gross.
How do you...
Yeah, Napoleon.
Okay. All right. Dee, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. Thank you.
That
you
actually almost made me
this
gag
is a
on,
big,
the, on
a,
the air.
It's a big world out there, you
and
guys.
Not
people do different things.
Your sheets does not sound so bad now.
The
does
sheets
it?
Is like nothing.
It's
now.
Like nothing compared to the other stories.
Nothing.
My gosh.
How do you swallow that?
Debbie.
Good morning.
Hi. Have you ever swallowed anyone else's snot, Debbie?
That's disgusting.
That's
no.
so gross.
Oh, absolutely.
Kind of into
not.
It. All right, Debbie, what's the grossest thing you've ever seen?
Okay, so two quick key phrases here. Ex husband.
Okay.
And channel Katie's, I got to go to the bathroom at 1 a.m. and I don't need to turn the light on because I know where the toilet is, correct?
Okay.
Right.
And my ex husband was in bed. We were married at the time. And I had to go to the bathroom and I step in the bathroom.
Oh,
my Lord. Apparently he had come home drunk and thrown up all over the bathroom floor.
And you're sloshing around in it.
I'm sloshing around in it. And then I have to clean it
No, you do not. I've been like, you clean up your mess.
Yeah, get your drunk butt out of bed and do it yourself.
And by the way, we're getting a divorce.
Yeah, right? And sign this.
We did. Apparently, he had tried to clean it up with the clean clothes I had hanging in the bathroom.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah.
My gosh.
Well, it was an ugly shirt anyway.
It was. You just think that stuff in between your toes.
I don't want to think about it. It's all warm.
Gross. Thought I'd share that with you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie.
We love you to pieces. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, we'll do two more. Hi, Dave. Dave going once.
I think Dave got sick.
Oh, there he is.
Davey boy.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, nothing. We're just talking about gross stuff this morning. Just because, in honor of October. All right, so what's your story?
Well, I got a couple for you.
Well, give me the best one.
All right, so as a high school student in South Dakota, one of my jobs during the summertime was to be a janitor for a state park. So with that detail, I used to have to clean the fish cleaning stations at the fishing stations when the fishermen come off the dock. And it was never in the middle of the – it was always in the peak of the heat.
Right. Right. Like 3 in the afternoon, you're cleaning.
Hot fish guts.
So I'm guessing there was a maggot situation as well.
So many maggots. And it wasn't like a small, like, 55-gallon bucket. It was a full 10-yard dumpster buried 30 feet under the ground. And you had to go under the ground, pull it out with the dumpster or, like, with a forklift, and then it didn't raise up. You had to go in there with pitchforks and a snow shovel.
And scoop it out.
Shovel it out.
Oh,
it was the grossest thing.
How long did you do this job? How long did you work there?
Unfortunately, 2 summers worth, but I only had to clean it out twice.
Well, that's 2 times too many.
Yeah,
way too many times.
No fish for you. Dave, we can all smell it, and it's gross. Well done, sir. Thank you for calling in. You have a great day. All right, let's wrap things up with Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. I am enjoying the heck out
kinda
of this.
Kind of nauseous.
I am enjoying every second of this.
Really grossed out.
Katie's had a scowl on her face for like 15 minutes.
This one's been hard for me.
I love it. All right, Eric, what's the grossest thing?
All right. Well, back in the day, we used to live in Wisconsin, and we would bring our cattle and show them out here at the Denver Stock Show.
Okay.
So during our road trips, you know, my work hands and me, you know, one year I decided to bring my 6-year-old daughter just to, you know, give her the experience and stuff. Well, a lot of the work hands, you know, used to chew Copenhagen and to help stay awake and so forth. Well, after we stopped at McDonald's, one of them decided to use the McDonald's cup as a spit cup. Well, you know, by the time we got to the next gas station, I guess he put the lid back on with the straw. And unbeknownst to me, my poor 6-year-old daughter wasn't paying attention and just reached over,
took a big swig.
No.
And she's been hooked on chew ever since.
Right, but she got this habit early.
She's got the ring on her back pocket ever since.
Yep, it all started.
My gosh. And you know what's funny is I think so many of us just immediately can remember that taste because I've taken a swig of my dad's cigarette butt soda.
No.
And that is so similar to that. And it will stick with me forever.
Love it. Eric,
your poor daughter.
Eric, hilarious. Great call. Very, very funny.